Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, so far the 2022 primaries and school board elections have gone the way of conservative values, Christian values, American patriot values. And that's because Americans have realized what the radical liberal left has done to the education system, putting their radical ideology first and the education of children second. And it's gotten so bad now that they're openly sexually grooming children in classrooms and showing them pornography. But it's not just the classroom. It's now the healthcare system. Anything these perverted, twisted, demonic leftists get a hold of quickly goes in a dark position. Here is the Boston Children's Hospital bragging about how they like to chop up little boys and girls that they confuse with LGBTQ propaganda.
Thank you for calling National Hospital. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance.
I was calling for information about gender-affirming hysterectomies.
Okay, so gender-affirming hysterectomies.
I've been in touch with quite a few hospitals, and a lot of them, well, they said they won't do it for my 16-year-old, and then I was told that this hospital might, and I also saw it on your website. So if you guys do do it for a 16-year-old, I would be happy for, you know, to come for a consultation or whatever it takes.
Let me get you over to the operator, and I hate to transfer you.
I just need to want to know if you guys do service that age, you know, before coming all the way for an in-person consult and going through all the paperwork.
Well,
and everything.
Yeah, it depends. Like, each department is different. Some departments cut off at 18. How old is your patient?
16.
Okay. All right. So they're in the clear. I'll email Dr. Cole and see what we can do. Okay. In the meantime, if you still want me to transfer you, I can still transfer you to surgery.
Hi, I was calling because I'm looking for information about the gender-affirming hysterectomies that you guys offer. Am I in the right place?
Okay. Yes. This is the clinic. Did you want to make an appointment?
So I was just wondering, I've contacted quite a few hospitals already. It seems like it's difficult to find one that does the operation for my 16-year-old, and I was told that you guys do that. So if you do it for 16-year-olds, then yes, I'd love to schedule an appointment, a consultation, whatever you need.
If you don't mind me asking, what is your child's gender changing to, so I can point you to the right direction?
Yeah, well, he transitioned to male. You know, he already had the top surgery, and now we're looking for the hysterectomy.
Okay, beautiful. So I'm going to transfer you to the GYN nurse line. One of the nurses will give you a call to give you more information and to let you know the steps and the protocol that they do for that, okay?
Okay. So they do. So they would do it for that age.
Yes.
Okay, great. Is it a common procedure that you guys do for that age?
Yes. We have all different type of age groups that comes in for that.
For the hysterectomy.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, do you know, like, what's the youngest age you would do it on?
I'm not sure, but I have seen younger kids. And I'm not, you know, beat a hip, I'm not allowed to say that, but I have seen younger kids, younger than your child's age.
Get the gender-affirming hysterectomy surgery?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I really appreciate your help.
Notice how everything the radical left says is reverse reality. They call it gender-affirming care. It's the exact opposite. Gender affirmation would be you look at your genitals and you know what biological sex you are. But they play games. They say gender-affirming surgery. They say Inflation Reduction Act. They say student loan forgiveness. All propaganda, all lies. And now a whistleblower has come forward and saying they're ignoring doctors' warnings against trans.
Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does ultimate mean? That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. What this concentrated anchovy oil, pure Arctic krill oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil, in all the studies, does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil finally back in stock for 50% off. For our regular fans or big supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who have been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here sitting in for Alex Jones today. An honor and a privilege to be with you. Let me tell you what we have coming up today. We've got a guest joining us at 1 o'clock Central. That is the second hour of today's transmission here on this August 26th, 2022 Alex Jones Show. That's Dr. Jason Dean who will be joining us on a wide variety of topics. Jay Dyer hosting the fourth hour today. And then I will also be hosting the War Room, and it's going to be the Veterans Call-In Show. So we'll be taking a lot of calls from veterans on the War Room. We'll be doing a lot of news coverage here on the Jones Show. May take some calls as well if we have time with the guest on the schedule. But here's some of the news we have. The Biden White House is just in complete embarrassment right now with their low approval ratings, their failed policy, their lack of support and popularity, the mass exodus of White House staffers in both the president's office and the vice president's office. Joe Biden has already taken more vacation time than the last three presidents combined. He spent two of his months so far in office with more days off work than on work. And, of course, he's back on vacation today, going to his beachfront mansion in Delaware. It's amazing, isn't it? Joe Biden pops back in from a vacation or a COVID bout, whatever, sick leave, signs the Inflation Reduction Act, crushing the American people. Then goes on another vacation, comes back from vacation, signs the student loan forgiveness bill or executive order or dictate, crushes the American people again, screws the average American over, screws the taxpayer over, trying to buy votes ahead of the midterm election. All these people see is politics. All these people know is politics. Everything they want to do can only be accomplished with a bigger, more intrusive, intervening government in your life. Stomping on your future, stomping on your prosperity, stomping on your freedoms. And it's really just getting out of control. But now folks are really waking up to the diabolical nature of the left wing of America, the Democrat Party, radical progressive liberals, where they're sexualizing kids in the classroom. And let me tell you, these doctors that are promoting trans surgery for children are not going to get away with this. This is blatant child abuse. Any other civilized society would view it as such. And I believe when it comes down to the history books, that's what it's going to be written as. If you're promoting that little children come to your office so that you can mutilate their genitals and slice off their breasts, you're the bad guy. And what's even sicker...
Owen, you're doing a fabulous job here today, and obviously we'll be doing special shows throughout the weekend. I'll be popping in throughout the broadcast today. You're doing a great job. I just wanted to point out for the full audience right now, the full show headline on Infowars.com. We knew when Biden came out and said that Republicans would be violent before the midterms, with only 70-something days left, that's the telltale sign with their whole Homeland Security buildup, January 6th buildup, same people that question elections are terrorists, people that question lockdowns are terrorists, that the deep state is definitely preparing to launch massive terror attacks, probably mass shootings of black people, you name it, by these white supremacist brainwashed teams they've got. All the pre-programming has shown that. We've known that. And this is their move. This is clearly what's happening. Just like the last month, I said it's imminent they're going to blame Trump for the vaccine, even though he wasn't for mandatory shots or boosters. That's why he should have got ahead of that. He didn't. I'm telling you, folks, this is huge. I'll be filing special reports, and I'll be popping in during all the great information that Owen and special guests are covering today. I'm behind the scenes making sure InfoWars continues on and stays on the air. A lot of stuff going on, and I'll be briefing you on it soon. But whatever you do, realize this is the tip of the spear. It's a precious operation. We are not violent. You are not violent. We are not offensively starting anything. We're winning politically. We're winning culturally. And that's why the deep state is not intending to give up power. So the big discussion for me that I'm going to be having today, you know, just personally and with friends and family and others and throughout the Sunday broadcast, the Monday broadcast, the rest of it is, Biden's clearly telegraphing so he can say, oh, he's such a great predictor when they launch the terror attacks to blame other political opposition. That's their October surprise. Owen Schroyer.
Alex, just be honest. You've been signing books for the last 5 hours, and your hand is worn out. Just tell the audience the truth, Alex. You've got 11,000 books to sign.
There is some book signing going on today, and that is part of it. That's why we have to cut the book selling off like Saturday or Sunday, because they're almost all sold out anyways. And thank God it helped bring us into the black sum. We're fighting the Democrats, deep state, toe-to-toe. But, yes, your last chance to get signed books, The Great Reset and the War for the World by yours truly at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a fundraiser. I want to thank folks for paying the extra money to do that. Keep us on the air. But, no, I'm doing a lot more than just that, obviously. They are really coming after us right now. So InfoWars needs your prayers and your support, Owen.
All right. There goes Alex Jones. And, folks, I'm telling you, with this book deal, it's been a very, very popular special we have, the Alex Jones signed book. And we've got a little conference room over there where we got the first shipment of books, and it's just like the whole, it's like cartoonish. It's like out of a movie, and it's just the whole room is filled with these stacks of books, and it's not even all the books he has to sign. And I'm like, wow, this is overwhelming. But it's overwhelming in a good way that's the organic grassroots support that we get from our audience. That's what's so beautiful about it. Our audience in a fundraiser, buying a book for $100 with Alex Jones' signature on it. He grinds it out, signs the books, and we fund ourselves into the future. No big pharmaceutical sponsors, no big Hollywood sponsors, fast food sponsors, soda pop sponsors, anything like that. No, it's just you. You in the audience supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's been an incredible success, and we're still on the air. And that's what drives them nuts. They want this transmission off the air so bad, it just drives them crazy that they can't shut us down. And just like they try to separate Donald Trump from his loyalists and his true supporters, which is part of the reason why we have to stick by him, even if that means being critically harsh, even if that means saying, hey, you know what, we don't want you to run for president, we still have to stick by and support Trump, because one of the globalists and Democrats' biggest agendas is to separate us from Trump, to have that power to remove the organic grassroots support for somebody with their propaganda, with their lies. That's what they've tried to do here, and it has failed. And, you know, that's what's so amazing, because I got all these stories in the news today attacking Alex and InfoWars about Sandy Hook. And it's just like, forget about all the lies, forget about the rigged court case, forget about all that crap. What people fail to understand, because they're so filled with hatred, they're blind by it. What they fail to understand is they're confused. How can InfoWars be on air with the censorship? How can InfoWars be on air with the Sandy Hook stuff? Because that's not who we are. Alex Jones isn't the Sandy Hook guy. That's what they're trying to make him. InfoWars isn't, some whatever they want to claim about us. You know what we are. We're the ultimate resistance. We're the logical, philosophical, political, spiritual resistance right here. People resonate with that. They know that. They understand that. That's why it's truly under attack. So it frustrates them that we sold a lot of books. And you may think, hey, 10,000, 11,000 books sold for $100 with a signature. I think it's like $75 we make on each sale. But, I mean, it seems like a lot of money. That funds like maybe one round of paychecks for the crew. Probably not even, folks. Probably not even one round. So, but that's how we scratch, that's how we claw, that's how we grind to stay on air. And we thank you so much for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we had a big cliffhanger there about what doctors are doing to kids. We'll come back on that. But I want to get into what Mark Zuckerberg said on Joe Rogan yesterday. This is going to be key.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So yesterday, Mark Zuckerberg was on Joe Rogan's podcast, and some of the clips from this started to hit the internet while I was on the air. And so we played some of them, specifically Zuckerberg admitting that the FBI came to him and told him to censor information directly consequential or potentially consequential to the 2020 election. And I kind of saw it, and I gave Rogan a little bit of a hard time because it felt like he just let Zuckerberg off the hook with that. And then afterwards, I was like, I kind of feel bad because, and I still do this time to time, but I usually don't like to comment on things that I haven't seen yet. But, you know, sometimes there'll be breaking news, and I'll have to play it, and the crew will play it, and they'll bring it to me, and he'll say breaking, so that was breaking news, so I covered it. And I said, well, you know what, let me just go back and check. And so I watched the interview last night, and boy, oh boy, I'm sorry to say this, but Joe Rogan cucked so hard for Mark Zuckerberg, it hurts. It hurts. Now, I'm going to play the clip and do the commentary afterwards. But here's Mark Zuckerberg admitting on the Joe Rogan podcast that the FBI told him to censor information on their platform so that they could help Joe Biden in the 2020 election. Now, Zuckerberg pretty much admits that, then tries to backtrack, and Rogan doesn't hold his feet to the fire at ever. In fact, he hits the feet with some cool water to cool the situation down. So here's Zuckerberg on Rogan yesterday. This is an extended clip, admitting that the FBI engaged in a violation of the First Amendment, free speech, and told Facebook to censor news to protect Joe Biden. Here's the clip.
How do you guys handle things when they're a big news item that's controversial? Like, there was a lot of attention on Twitter during the election because of the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Now, let's just pause it real quick right here, because it's important to break down all the aspects of this. What does Joe Rogan say there? He says, how do you handle news that's controversial? Well, what does that mean, controversial? How do you handle news that's controversial? So if someone tells the truth, and then someone just decides that's controversial, and so now you have to handle it? Do we not see how dangerous that is? Who gets to set the precedent of what's controversial? So there's Rogan already taking the knee for the chilling of free speech and censorship. Well, you know, it's controversial. Yeah, the Hunter Biden laptop is controversial. It shows the highest level of government with potential treason. The Biden crime family. Not to mention whatever sordid activities Hunter Biden is into, and potentially his father as well. But, oh, it's controversial. What do you do with controversial? Oh, it's controversial. It hurts the Democrats, so it's controversial. So here's Rogan already taking the knee for Democrat Party censorship. Oh, Hunter laptop story was controversial. Says who? What does that mean, controversial? It's a real story. Oh, but it hurts the Democrats, so it's controversial. But all the fake news that they put out about Trump, I guess that's not controversial. All right, continue.
Yeah, so you guys censored that as well?
So we took a different path than Twitter. I mean, basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. We thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election.
Now, pause it right there. Pause it right there and rewind it, because it's important to listen to what he says and the way he says it. He says, so here's what's going on in his mind right now. Zuckerberg knows that he's been caught red-handed with Facebook
censoring information to protect the Democrat Party. So he has to blame somebody else. So his first response is blame the FBI. But he's been trained by lawyers enough now when he does these big podcasts to know to kind of hedge his words and not say anything too damning. So what does he say? He says he's about to admit that the FBI told him to censor the story, but then he's got the training to know, ooh, I can't do that. So he kind of has to back off. And he says, well, basically the FBI was worried about election interference with information from 2016. So he's about to pass the buck saying that the FBI forced me to censor the story, but then he realizes he can't fully commit to that either, because then he'd be admitting that how the election was rigged by the FBI and the Democrats. So then he kind of backs off of that, and he puts in all these little legalese, like, oh, basically this, oh, maybe suggested that. No, let's see if you believe that, spoken like a true politician. But listen to it one more time. So Zuckerberg is about to admit that the FBI told him to censor the Hunter Biden story, but he has to kind of hedge his words and back off of that because that would be too revealing. Here it is again.
Basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us.
I think basically.
Some folks on our team came to us. Just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election.
Russian propaganda.
We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump of that's similar to that. So just be vigilant.
So pause it. So be vigilant. Okay. So what is he? So now he's kind of hedged his words and he's backtracked. He doesn't want to fully admit the FBI told him to censor the Hunter Biden story, but that's what he just admitted. Because what is he talking about? Russian propaganda? What Russian propaganda? So he's lying about Russian propaganda or repeating the FBI lie about Russian propaganda, that Russian propaganda was any information that was negative about Hillary Clinton in 2016. So that's just a lie. So that's the FBI lying to Zuckerberg and then Zuckerberg repeating the lie like a good deep state regime parrot boy. Oh, yeah, 2016 Russian disinformation affected the outcome for Hillary. All a lie. The Mueller investigation actually showed that Russia spent more money to try to get Hillary into office. And of course they did. Who do you think Russia wants in office? Democrats or Republicans? What does Russia do when Democrats are in office? They go into Ukraine and take their land back. What do the Russians do? What does Putin do when Republicans are in office? Nothing. They don't move in on Ukraine at all. But when Obama was in office for 8 years, they moved into Ukraine. As soon as Biden got in office, they moved into Ukraine. Who do you think the Russians really want in office? Since Biden got in office, Russia's never been more powerful on the world stage in modern history. Putin's never been more influential and powerful on the world stage in modern history. Who do you think the Russians really want in office? Republicans or Democrats? Democrats. We all know that. They're lying about that. But so there's Zuckerberg.
Well, the FBI, I think, basically came to us.
Okay, let's translate that. The FBI came to you
and was telling us about the 2016 Russian disinformation.
Oh, what Russian disinformation? You mean the Russians trying to get Hillary into office, according to the Mueller report, that you wanted to ignore as soon as the truth came out? Yes. And so what are you equating that to? Obviously, it's the Hunter Biden laptop story. That's what Joe Rogan brought up. And I'm going to continue this on the other side because it's important to break this down. But, okay, so we're not fully to the full Rogan cuck yet. You might say, ooh, good job, Joe. You just forced Zuckerberg into admitting that the FBI censored news. But he's not going to put him on the mat and go for the three count after that. No, Rogan's going to extend his hand to Zuckerberg and try to lift him up off the mat to save him from what he just admitted. And it's pathetic. And that's coming up after this short break on the Alex Jones Show.
Everybody knows that high-quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it two amazing events in the brain. But I want you to experience it yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function in your body. But I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com, and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're really going to miss out if you don't get it.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
We're going to get right back to the Rogan Zuckerberg interview, but quickly, breaking news. The Trump raid, the Mar-a-Lago raid affidavit has been released. And here, I'll give you a preview of what it looks like. There you go. Let's get a nice zoom in on that for you. There it is, folks. There's your Trump Mar-a-Lago raid affidavit right there. And remember, they said Trump doesn't want you to see this. Trump is afraid. He doesn't want you to see the affidavit. They lied. They never gave it to Trump. And then they redacted it down to almost nothing. There you go, folks. There's our corrupt government. There's our corrupt Democrat Party. There's our corrupt political regime. Just pissing in our face once again with the fake news mainstream media. Well, you know what I say? I can't say it because I'm on the radio. But fire truck all of you. How about that? How about fudge every single last one of you corrupt
bastards that lies to us 24/7 and then hides the truth. You are the most un-American, communist, authoritarian, tyrant scumbags this side of the earth has ever seen. Now, getting back to the Rogan issue. So let's pick it up where we left off. Rogan refuses to hold Zuckerberg's feet to the fire after he admits that the FBI told them to censor the Hunter Biden story. Zuckerberg, flopping around like a fish out of water, embarrassed that he just admit that, on the mat, ready to be pinned, and instead, Rogan is going to reach his hand out and offer Zuckerberg a hand up so that he can make sure to continue the censorship against the Republican Party and conservatives for the corrupt political regime. And so the interview continues.
Said you can't share this at all. We didn't do that. What we do is we have, if something is reported to us as potentially misinformation, important misinformation.
Who decides?
We also have this third-party fact-checking program because we don't want to be deciding what's true and false.
Yeah, pause it right there. So that's a cop-out. We all know that all the fact-checkers are liberal Democrats. That's been totally proven. Oh, it's third-party. No, it's not. No, it's not. You reach right down your pants, you grabbed a couple dingleberries, and you call them fact-checkers. Continue.
I think it was 5 or 7 days when it was basically being determined whether it was false. The distribution on Facebook was decreased, but people were still allowed to share it. So you could still share it. You could still consume it.
When you say the distribution is decreased,
it got shared.
How does that work?
It basically, the ranking in newsfeed was a little bit less. So fewer people saw it than would have otherwise. So it definitely.
By what percentage?
I don't know off the top of my head, but it's meaningful. But I mean, but basically.
So let me translate that because Rogan's going to let Zuckerberg get away with it again. Let me translate what Zuckerberg just said. They have algorithms at Facebook that determine what the top news stories are based on shares and likes and interactions, basically. And so the Hunter Biden laptop story was one of the top stories for a week. So Facebook went in there, not knowing if it was real or not, he just admitted, and actively censored it and changed the algorithms to make sure that the Hunter Biden laptop story would not be a top trending story, even though it was, and they didn't know whether it was real or not. But that wasn't enough for the FBI. The FBI and the Democrats had to come in and tell Facebook, no, you're going to censor that story, which Zuckerberg admitted previously. Let's continue.
A lot of people were still able to share it. We got a lot of complaints that was the case. You know, obviously this is a hyper-political issue, so depending on what side of the political spectrum, you either think we didn't censor it enough or censored it way too much. But
right. But
we weren't sort of as black and white about it as Twitter. We just kind of thought, hey, look, if the FBI, which I still view as a legitimate institution in this country, it's a very professional law enforcement, they come to us and tell us that we need to be on guard about something, then I want to take that seriously.
All right, pause it right there. Well, that's all you need to know. Guys, rewind it 5 seconds. That's all you need to know. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg trusts the FBI. Yeah, okay, buddy. What, do you work for the FBI? But so what does he do again? He admits they centered the Hunter Biden laptop story, even though they didn't know if it was real or not. And then he blames the FBI, even though he claims the FBI didn't specifically tell him to censor anything. As if that's how it works. The FBI just shows up and says, hey, there might be some misinformation out there. There might be Russian propaganda out there. We don't know what it is, but just keep your eyes out. Wink, wink. Yeah. That's how the FBI works. They just walk into Facebook and say, look out for Russian disinformation. As if Facebook wouldn't say, really? What disinformation? How do we know? How do we know? No. The FBI came to Facebook and specifically said, do not share the Hunter Biden laptop story. Censor the Hunter Biden laptop story because it will hurt the Democrats. But they say, oh, it's Russian propaganda. It's not real. No, it is real. And now the FBI is admitting that they knew it was real the whole time. Because an FBI whistleblower has come forward
and said they knew the Hunter Biden laptop was real, but they didn't want to investigate it or admit it was real at the fear that it could change the 2020 election results. Really? Finding out how corrupt the Biden family is would change the results? Go figure. But their notion was, well, when we did the ceremonious exoneration campaign, that's the FBI, James Comey, pretending to investigate Hillary Clinton's emails. They never did. It was all fake so that they could exonerate Hillary to the public before the election. But they say, oh, that cost Hillary the election. So we at the FBI, we don't want to engage that and cost a Democrat the election again. And, of course, that's all lies. So, again, so where are we at now? Zuckerberg has admitted the FBI told him to Facebook to censor the Hunter Biden laptop story on Facebook. So he's blaming the FBI. And then he's saying, oh, but. Twitter was worse than us. Twitter just outright banned it. We just made sure it couldn't trend organically like it was. And still Rogan has not held his feet to the fire yet at all. He's on the mat. He's down for the 10 count. And now Rogan is about to offer him the hand up. Let's continue.
FBI, which I still view as a legitimate institution in this country.
Oh, what are you, a Fed? Shut
law
up.
Enforcement.
Everybody knows the FBI
They come
corrupt.
To us and tell us that we need to be on guard
Liberals
about
Liberals used to tell us the FBI was corrupt.
Seriously.
Did they specifically say you need to be on guard about that story?
I don't remember if it was that specifically.
Pause it. Now, you know he's lying. No. Well, I don't know specifically. He's lying. The answer is obviously yes. No. Well, I don't know. Well, what follows that? Yes. Unbelievable. Continue.
Pattern.
When something like that turns out to be real.
Wait. Pause it again and rewind it because there's another important part there. Because he says no, and then he moves closer to the truth and he says, well, I don't know. And then he basically says yes, but he uses a different phrase to say yes. So I talked over it. Here, play it again.
We got a lot of complaints that was the case. Obviously this is a hyper-political issue, so depending on what side of the political spectrum, you either think we didn't censor it enough or censored it way too much, but
right.
But we weren't sort of as black and white about it as Twitter. We just kind of thought, hey, look, if the FBI, which
you
as a legitimate institution in this country, it's a very professional law enforcement,
very professional.
They come to us and tell us that we need to be on guard about something, then I want to take that seriously.
Did they specifically say you need to be on guard about that story?
I don't remember if it was that specifically, but it basically fit the pattern.
All right, pause it. So there it is. Oh, it fit the pattern. What does that mean? No. Well, I don't remember. Well, it fit the pattern. He's saying yes. It fit the pattern? What does that mean? That means yes. They said it's going to be something about the Bidens. They said it's going to be something to hurt the Democrats. And they said it's probably going to be the Hunter Biden laptop story, but it's Russian propaganda, so censor it. So Zuckerberg has just admitted... Folks, this is such a violation of the First Amendment that this is such communistic tactics. This is such authoritarian, totalitarian corruption. This should be a huge news story that the FBI is now meddling in U.S. elections. Forget about Russia. Our own FBI is rigging elections with big tech. That's collusion. That's fascism. All you anti-fascists out there with your masks and your street signs, here's your fascism, the Democrat Party, the FBI, and big tech colluding to rig elections by censoring real news and calling it disinformation on the internet.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Admitting that Facebook engages in political censorship at the behest of the FBI and the Democrat Party. The very definition of fascism right there. Corruption, collusion, all of it to rig elections. And Joe Rogan has Zuckerberg on the mat. And he could pin him. Let's find out what Joe Rogan does next.
But it basically fit the pattern.
When something like that turns out to be real, is there regret for not having it evenly distributed and for throttling the distribution of that story?
What do you mean evenly distributed?
I mean evenly in that it's not suppressed. It's not.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because it turned out after the fact, the fact checkers looked into it. No one was able to say it was false. Right. So basically it had this period where it was getting less distribution. I think it sucks though. I think in the same way that probably having to go through like a criminal trial but being proven innocent in the end sucks. Like it still sucks to
now
have,
he's just dizzy
like, that you had to go
now
through
he's
a criminal
spiraling.
Trial,
he's
but at the end you're free.
Like a fish out of water now.
So I don't know if the answer would have been don't do anything or don't have any process. I think the process was pretty reasonable. You know, it's, we still let people share it.
All right, pause it right there. So again, okay, the process was reasonable. So let's pick up where we're at now and rewind it 5 seconds. Oh, the process was reasonable. Well, what was the process? The Democrat Party told the FBI to go tell Facebook to censor the Hunter Biden laptop story, and Facebook did it. That was the process. And Facebook is, of course, flailing around. Oh, we know nothing. We just want to help people. Oh, we don't know anything. Oh, what? No, they know exactly what they did. But what does Zuckerberg say now? So Joe Rogan now gives him the, again, Zuckerberg is he's dazed, he's confused, he's on the mat. You can pin him for the championship, and Rogan would rather offer him a hand up, and you're about to see that. But, okay, so Zuckerberg now admits we got it wrong. The Hunter Biden laptop story was real. We censored real news. We feel bad about it. Really? What do you feel bad about, Zuckerberg? Because notice Joe Rogan isn't going to hold his feet to the fire on this one either. What is it that you feel bad about, Mark? That you censored real news? That you helped rig and influence an election? And if you do feel so bad about that, why not issue an apology? Kind of a big deal, isn't it? You censored information to protect the Democrats, and you don't even want to offer an apology now?
Hey, Owen. Alex Jones here popping in. The big thing for me here is this admits election meddling by the rogue Justice Department against Trump, not just directing Facebook, but all the other big tech to take it down. That's why when they said earlier this year that the disinformation office had already been operating for years, but then lawsuits got filed, so it's the government directly censoring. Well, this admits the collusion between big tech and the corporate media and the FBI literally directing the censorship. This is the admission of election meddling cut and dry on top of the voting machines and the mail-in ballots. This is the admission of the Justice Department election meddling in America.
It's incredible stuff. And Rogan has Zuckerberg on the map, and he's about to offer him the hand up. So, guys, let's pick it up where we left off.
Process. I think the process was pretty reasonable. You know, it's, we still let people share it, but obviously you don't want situations.
Yeah, Democrats and big tech
rigging
elections.
Much more reasonable than Twitter stance, and it's probably also the case of armchair
quarterbacking.
Oh, look
at that. Oh, Joe, and so
right,
now the hand up begins. All right, rewind it again. Rewind it again to when Joe's about to speak. And so now the hand up begins. Oh, it was much more reasonable than Twitter. Oh, the process was fair, you know. We feel bad about rigging an election with the Democrat Party and the FBI, but well, would you like to apologize? Well, no, we don't want to apologize. We tried our best. And Joe Rogan says, yeah, you're right. You tried your best. And you did better than Twitter, too. So here's Zuckerberg. He's dizzy. He's on the mat. And Rogan can pin him and win the championship. And instead, he's going to cuck and shrink and offer Mark Zuckerberg the hand up as he's flailing on the ground. So it begins.
People share it. But obviously you don't want situations like that.
But it's certainly much more reasonable than Twitter stance, and it's probably also the case of armchair quarterbacking, right? Or at least Monday morning quarterbacking, I should say. Because in the moment, you had reason to believe, based on the FBI talking to you, that it wasn't real and that there was going to be some propaganda. So what do you do?
Yeah.
And now, this is key right here. So both parties, Rogan and Zuckerberg, are now admitting that the FBI directly came to Facebook and said, "Send her the Hunter Biden laptop story." That's what Joe Rogan is saying. That's what Zuckerberg just admitted to. Guys, rewind it 10 seconds and listen to that again with that context now. Joe Rogan is directly inferring that the FBI told Zuckerberg and Facebook to censor the Hunter Biden laptop story. And Zuckerberg does not deflect and actually agrees, even though he tried to act like that wasn't the case earlier. Listen to it now with that context.
And it's probably also the case of armchair quarterbacking, right? Or at least Monday morning quarterbacking, I should say. Because in the moment, you had reason to believe, based on the FBI talking to you, that it wasn't real.
Laptop.
And that there was going to be some propaganda. So what do you do?
Yeah.
And then
he says,
just letting it out there and real problem. And I would imagine that those kind of decisions are the most difficult. The decisions of, like, what is allowed and what is not allowed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what would you do in that situation?
I don't know what I would do. I would have to, like, really thoroughly. Well, first of all, You're dealing with the New York Post, which is one of the oldest newspapers in the country. So I would want to talk to someone from the New York Post, and I would say, how did you come up with this data? Like, where are you getting the information from? How do you know whether or not this is correct?
Now, pause it right here. So this is where Rogan is starting to cuck like a little bitch. Oh, why don't you go check with the New York Post if it's real or not? Really? Do they do that about every story? I'm just curious. Does Facebook call the sources for every story to see if it's real? I doubt it. I doubt it. And let's keep in mind, we're still talking about one story, the Hunter Biden laptop story. That's what we're talking about. Everybody knows it. Oh, but we're just Monday morning quarterbacking. Oh, how could we know? Oh, we trust the FBI. We got to go check every source of every story. Bull crap. Rogan knows what happened. The Democrats and the FBI told Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and everyone else to censor the Hunter Biden laptop story because it would cost Joe Biden the election. That is on the table. That's the discussion. And Rogan lets Zuckerberg and Facebook get away with it. But it gets even worse from Rogan. Continue.
Then you have to make a decision because they might have got duped. It's very... It's hard.
Oh, they might have got
everybody
duped.
Wants to look at it after the fact. Now that we know that the
pause
laptop
it, pause
is
it.
Real.
Oh, they got duped. Oh, my gosh. How did they get duped? They just got duped. They had no idea. What do you do? Monday morning quarterback. I don't know what I would do. Oh, they got duped. So the same people get duped every single time, don't they, Joe? They just get duped every single time, Joe. And we have no idea. Oh, it's not political. Oh, it's not censorship. It's just Monday morning quarterback. They just got duped. They fell for it. They trusted the FBI. Pathetic. Continue.
It's hard because everybody wants to look at it after the fact. Now that we know that the laptop was real.
No, not everybody had to look at it after the fact. Most people looked at it at face value and knew it was real. Not everybody had to look at it after the fact. We all knew it was real. The New York Post knew it was real. The Bidens knew it was real. The FBI knew it was real. Facebook knew it was real. You knew it was real.
Oh, we didn't know. We got duped. Oh, Monday morning quarterback. Oh, my gosh.
Continue.
And there is potential corruption involved with him.
Potential.
We think, that should not have been restricted. That should not have been banned from sharing on Twitter. Right. I think everybody agrees with that. Even Twitter agrees with that. But the thing
really?
Is, then
they
didn't think that. In the beginning, they thought it was fake.
Oh,
so what do they do?
Pause it right there. Oh, wow. Where have we heard that before? Oh, well, they thought it was fake. They thought it was their truth. Really? Really? Oh, I see. I see. But when Alex Jones is on the stand in a courtroom, supposedly a fair and balanced justice system, the judge points the finger at Alex Jones and says, "Just because you think it's real doesn't mean it is." Oh, big tech and Twitter and Facebook and the FBI and everybody else.
Well, we thought the laptop was fake. We thought we didn't know anything. It was our truth at the time. You can't be mad at me. I thought it was real.
But if Alex Jones ever gets anything wrong, crush him and shut him down. And I'm Joe Rogan because I'm Alex Jones' friend, but I won't stick up for...
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ultimate Fish Oil.